Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 12 of the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast. My name is Mark Labar, and I am with you once again this month. It's hard to believe we've done this 12 times already, so I want to send a big thank you to all the listeners who keep stopping me at church or at the picnic grounds and just telling me how much they enjoy the show. It really means a lot that you guys enjoy the show. We have a fantastic show lineup for you this month. I have an interview with the boys of Triglav, our own little Slovenian boy band that we have here in Winnipeg. I went to the Slovene Fest and I got a chance to sit down with the boys and talk to them about performing at Folklorama, performing at Slovene Fest, all those great things. They actually even did a little live performance for me right there on the spot, so thanks to them. We also have some news from right here in Winnipeg and some fantastic music for you, so here we go. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast. My name is Mark Labar. We are here at Slovene Fest at the Slovenian Picnic Grounds. I am sitting here with some of the guys from the Triglav Dance Ensemble. Would you quickly introduce yourselves?
Luke Majewski.
And Danny Kazicki.
Hi, guys. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, I wanted to get you guys on because you guys are like the boy band of the community, and you guys have played several times at Folklorama, and we're sitting here in the hall at the picnic grounds, and we're talking about Slovene Fest, and you guys are going to be playing a little bit later today, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit about how this group got started, because most of you guys started off as dancers in, and still are dancers in Triglav, correct?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so how did this band idea get started?
So we started around 2014, sometime in the springtime. We just wanted to kind of buffer the Folklorama performance a little bit because it was looking a little weak for that year. So we just kind of got together. We learned a couple songs. I think we only had two songs to start off with in the first year. But it eventually expanded up to, I think, six songs by the second year. And in the third year, I think we had something like seven or eight. So we just, simply to buffer, you know.
Okay, yeah. And so why was it important? So you use the word buffer. Do you want to elaborate a little bit on what that means in terms of, like, why was this an important thing for you guys to do?
Well, we were looking at sort of a reduction in musical acts for Folklorama for that year. So with only dancers on the stage, we were afraid that it would get kind of stale. So we decided to come up and become a singing, you know, band to kind of increase the amount of acts that we had going on at Folklorama.
And still dancing all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you guys find that you lean towards one style of polka or another? I know I've listened to you guys a lot. What do you guys think about? Do you have a signature? Well, first of all, do you have a name for this band? I don't think I've ever actually named you guys. Or
I think our name is just the Triglav Boys.
That's pretty much what we're establishing.
I think
right
we
now.
Could go with that. I think that's
Triglav Boys. That's all we are. So.
Do you have, like, a style? Do you feel, like, fit into a particular...
Well, we kind of started off as a Slipovi cover band, so...
And we're still kind of a Slipovi cover band.
There's nothing wrong with that. We play a lot of that on the radio show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I definitely like waltzes more than polkas. I don't think anybody else in the group agrees.
A little bit easier to say waltzes.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Polkas are fun, though. We do play Slipovi, Mladi Dolenci. We do some Modriani that we're playing today. We play all of those kind of genres, so it's a little bit more poppy waltz compared to, say, the Elfie Knee Peaches and the Igor Zlati Zvokis. So we definitely have our style, and it's more Slapovi-ish.
Okay. How has your idea of Slovenian music changed through this process? You know, you can't undertake something like this without, I think, developing your own sense. How do you see Slovenian music now as opposed to like when you started several years ago?
Well, when we started several years ago, I started with finding some music. Luckily, my dad was one of the main figures in the Slovenian radio program, so we had a lot of CDs lying around the house, and I grew up with those CDs. So I knew of Slapovi, I'd seen them live when they came here. Same with all the other bands, Chuki and those kind of bands. It really was just showing these guys the kind of music and then seeing what they liked, and they seemed to also gravitate towards Slapovi.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say our understanding of it has really grown in the sense that we know more of Slapovi songs, you know more Mladi Dolenci songs, but in terms of a whole, I'm not sure we know too much more. We know what my dad has in CDs.
And do you think it's had an impact on your dancing? Do you think there's a crossover in terms of the appreciation for the music or whatever it is that, you know, translates over into when you're not just playing, but when you're dancing to these kinds of songs as well, these waltzes or these polkas? Is there a connection between those two things?
Oh, yeah, totally. We actually totally got started as an offshoot of the Triglav Dance Group. So we had our practices at the end of dance practice every week was where we really got our start. So, we're totally connected to the dance group, and the music that the dance group dances to is exactly the kind of thing that we're playing. For instance, I think when I was in Zvonček, we had a dance called the Village Polka, and that goes to a song called Nagolitsi, which is one that we still play to this day.
All right. So let's talk about where we're at today with Slovene Fest. Big plans, anything new that you're breaking out today? Any other big surprises for the crowd tonight?
Yeah, we got a bunch of new songs. I think we doubled, if not tripled, our repertoire. So we'll be playing for about an hour.
Awesome.
It's really exciting in two sets. We got non-Slapovi songs. We got some Modriani songs,
okay,
which are a little bit different. It's a different style. It's more poppier. So we're looking forward to playing that. We got a lot more instrumentals, so hopefully people come up and dance, mm-hmm, have some fun. But again, we're Slapovi, so we got a lot of Slapovi coming.
Okay. And of course, we're here today largely because of the not doing the Folklorama for this summer. Thoughts, feelings on that particular, transpiring?
It kind of sucks. You know, we, after moving out of Daniel Mac at the end of 2016, we ended up at Sargent Park School in 2016, and that was a really, really nice venue for us. We hadn't had a venue change in a very long time before that. I think 2008, 2009 was the last time we had a venue change. And Sargent Park was amazing. They couldn't have filled our needs better, except for maybe, I don't know, air conditioning. That would have been nice. But no, Sargent Park was amazing. So to have that for a year and then to lose it immediately kind of sucks. But obviously, it'll be nice to have it back next year if we're welcome.
And one of the things that I've heard sort of people talking about is, now that we're taking a year off, people aren't sure if they're going to want to go back next year. Do you guys find that your drive to perform, even though, you're enjoying your summer now, you don't have to have that thing in August that you have to worry about, do you feel like you're going to want to go back next year and perform and take up that week, 2 weeks, whatever it is, to keep going? Is that drive still there?
I think for most of the group is. For me, I'm really interested to see how Slovene Fest is. If it's a lot of fun, because we haven't really experienced it yet, like a one-day full-out Slovenian fest. So I think that's going to be exciting. I think the drive is still there for the group, even myself, but I think we're just going to wait and see what Slovene Fest offers us and see how it goes, because without Slovene Fest, we wouldn't have tripled our repertoire.
Yes.
We would have learned two or three more songs.
Right.
So because of Slovene Fest, we have a very large repertoire of songs now. So that's one bonus of it.
That's really interesting. It's an interesting point of view, sort of very glass half full kind of mentality. Anything of Slovenian note that you guys are listening to right now, other than Slapovi, that you're listening to for the band?
I've been listening. Near the end, we were looking for some new songs. So there's some Ensemble Beseri, which was really nice. Really, I've been listening to Slovenian music for about 10 months now, so I'm just enjoying non-Slovenian music
right now.
Trying to find music for us to play, so for right now, I'm out of it. I don't know about you guys, though.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny that you mentioned that, because my grandpa, Stari Tata Mravinec, he just lent me a cassette tape, a Lojze Slok cassette tape.
Nice.
And I have never been too big into Lojze Slok, but I've always heard him play it on car rides at church if we would sleep over, if they were babysitting us overnight. So it's really nice to kind of get back in touch with that. It's really nostalgic. I like it a lot.
So you feel like that you're getting more in touch with your Slovenian roots, and this is sort of a vehicle to go and do that?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
Absolutely. I definitely feel the same way. I feel like, especially in doing this kind of show, it allows me to listen to a lot of different kinds of Slovenian music and really access that part of my heritage in a very contemporary way, not necessarily always looking to the past, but looking to what's going on right now and maybe in the future. Well, that's great. Anything that you guys want to add before we throw it to the song?
There's no CD yet, so those of you wondering who've been asking me, there's no CD.
Well, we'll get on that. We have the technology now. We could record this. We could make it happen.
Maybe one day.
You know, I'll tell you, after we did the Slovenian cookbook and that selling like crazy at the Pavilion, I would never doubt the ability if we recorded something and put it on a CD and sold it, and with you guys playing, it's, you know, you can buy a CD of these guys, and it's at the booth there. It would sell. I have no doubt.
Zvon did that too. When Zvon was still around, they
I
made
have
a
that
CD.
CD.
Yeah, I got it too.
So. I have that one.
Actually, we're playing a couple songs from Zvon.
Excellent.
Some other medley, just because. With Vlado Šmrka, unfortunately, passing away. He's the last original member, so we thought we'd do a little tribute to Zvon. So we'll hear that tonight too.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate
it. No problem.
Sure.
This is the Tree Glove Boys doing Nabledu Je Uredu. Kuhar sem uredu, a franco boši je. Ne morem se načuti, prnjem se dober je. A zdaj povem zakaj, ko rapirem na okol. Moje je v redu, od Francije pa še bolj. Laj, 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 laj. Laj, 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 laj. Na bledu je v redu, mojim je pa še bolj. Zato vsako leto rapirem na oko. Rapirem na oko.
Nekoč spoznal sem lepo dekle, zapeljivih in modrih oči. Da sem ji neskončno všeč, še nadalec so videli vsi. Jaz pa kar otrnil sem, ko me prosila je, če bi se vbi. Pa zbežal sem daleč v noč in jo pustil tam sredi noči. Kaj si mislilo je dekle, mi takrat je vse eno bilo. Da mi je nerodno zelo, mi priznati bilo je težko. Pa spet zagledal sem jo, ko je stala tam sredi noči. Me prijela je za roko, na uho pa je šepnila mi. Veš, zagal fan še nikdar ni pri punci spal. Mi rekla je tako, smejala se glasno. Če bo življenje vse deklice vedno bal, lahko samo pri svoji mami spal. Težko. Ko pa spet zagledal sem jo, ko je stala tam sredi noči. Me prijela je za roko, na uho pa je šepnila mi. Veš, zagal fan še nikdar ni pri punci spal. Mi rekla je tako, smejala se glasno. Če bo življenje vse vedno bal, pa boš lahko samo pri svoji mami spal. Pa boš lahko samo pri svoji mami spal.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was Sagav Fant by Novi Spolmini, and they're, of course, coming to Winnipeg in August, on August 25th. They are playing at the Church Hall at 6 p.m. If you want tickets, you can check out the website, talk to any of the board members. They can get you tickets to those to that event. We've been playing Novi Spolmini on the show the last couple of months, so now you should be very much well-versed in their music. I am super excited for this show. This band is fantastic. They're just great vocalists and great musicians, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them live. On top of that, we have a couple other things coming up. On September 10th, we have a picnic. It's going to be sort of the fall picnic, I think the last one of the year. And then on September 24th at 11:30 a.m., it's going to be a CSCS meeting in the church hall after mass that day. I also want to point out that I got a chance to go to the Slovene Fest, as I said before, to interview the boys, but I also got a chance to hang around there for part of the day. And I'll tell you, not doing Folklorama this year was a bit of a bummer, but having this Slovene Fest was really fantastic. It really gave that Folklorama feel. And I'm really happy that we were able to do that for the community. There was a ton of people out there. Everybody was having a really, really good time. It was hot. It was so hot out that day. But, you know, it didn't stop people from getting out there and conversing with each other and sharing some memories and watching some dancing and listening to some great Slovenian music. So thank you to the CSCS for putting that on. Coming up, we have another song for you. We're going to be listening to one of my favorite Slovenian bands. I've played on this show before, Siddharta, and this is a great song from their 2015 album, Infra, and the song is called Picnic.
Če poletje, voda hladi, senca za vetje, eden tisti dni, čisto brez skrbi, tjarali, ko življenje zakrije zobe, pride. Če poletje, prijetno diši, glasba in petje, nekaj najs in razodetje. Tako nam je lepo, je lepo. In ko življenje zakrije zomi, pridejo iskre in dobri ljudje.
Yeah.
kaj gledal sem lepo, yeah. Tudi goli smo vmes, pa nikogar ne izdaj. Zdaj grem na more. Nekaj si je iz teles, ne ugibajmo zakaj. Gledal sem lepo, yeah. Tudi goli smo vmes, pa nikogar ne izdaj. Zdaj
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap up our show for the month. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. I certainly enjoyed making it. A couple of things before we depart. I want to thank our sponsors, the Canadian-Slovenian Cultural Society, for helping me once again put this show out for you. I also want to tell you that if you want to get in contact with me, you can send me an email at slowpegpodcast@gmail.com. That's slowpegpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any requests, dedications, anything that you want to mention to me that you want me to put on the show, I'll be happy to do that. Just send me a quick email. We're going to finish off the show this month with something a little bit different. One of the things that I wanted to do at the Slovene Fest was sort of get people's ideas on what it means to be Slovenian. And so I grabbed a bunch of surprised people at the picnic grounds of varying ages and backgrounds, and I pulled them aside, I put them in front of the mic, and I asked them, what does it mean to be Slovenian? And I collected some of these responses, and I've put it over top of a track, and so we're going to listen to that track. And you'll notice in the middle, during the sort of instrumental part, there's going to be some people that you're going to recognize from our community, and they're going to be talking about what it means for them to be Slovenian. The song that we're going to listen to, interestingly enough, is a Mladi Dolenci song. One of the boys in the band mentioned that it's where they draw a lot of their inspiration from. So we're going to listen to the song Nisem Pozabil, and this is again by Mladi Dolenci, and you're going to hear some familiar voices come up in the middle. I want to thank you again for taking the time out of your day to listen to this show, and we'll see you next month.
Bom nocoj zaigral svatom na vasi. So dolgo noc z njimi bom uriskal in pel. Konec je san skriva mir prepolni čaši. Konec je dni, ko sem bil še vesel. Čolan bo nocoj, mlada nevesta, bisere svojih solza mi skrivala. Nisem pozabil obljub, da mi bo zvesta. Vedno bom nosil jih sredi srca. Nisem pozabil dekle, nocoj bom igral, že tudi mi boči srce. Nocoj bom s harmoniko zadnjič za tebe zapel, pa z jutrišnjim dnem nikam daleč odšel.
Family. Kindness and hospitality.
Loving, caring, happy, and neighborly.
Community and fellowship.
Family.
Amazing food.
Being hospitable and being a family.
Community.
Music and friends.
Barbecuing pork and polka music.
Lashko.
Hitro razblide in da ostane s
samo še spomin. Nisem pozabil, nisem pozabil, da